The Department of Homeland Security is surging agency into the blue post-American territory of Minneapolis to attempt to subdue it.
Yeah.
That's how the news would read if it was covered from another planet.
Yeah.
Here's what they're up against, okay? And this is what often has gotten lost in these. It's exactly what happened in LA where this first started, okay? And they'll say, Trump's a Nazi, Nazi dictator, Nazi. But, okay, why would you surge federal troops? Because you're mean and you hate brown people. No. There's a specific reason you have to do this, and I have tweeted it so people can see it. It's a screenshot. Is there deputies in Hennepin County, which covers the area we're talking about, being given, once again, we've seen from the Democrats so many times, Lee, specific orders. Officer be advised, crowd, that's the violent thousand strong crowd that was smashing windows, setting fires. This is over the weekend. They come out at night, setting fires, graffitiing buildings, trying to get another summer of love going, except I guess it'd be the winter of love. Listen to the instructions to the officers. They were very upset about this. Officer, be advised, crowd is at 708 South 3rd Street. All squads, stay out of area. The police are being called down again, Lee. This is a Democrat tactic. Crowd going westbound, crossing Portland Street, and it forbids all officers from going to the area or responding as they smash windows, set fires, terrorize the neighborhood. They're just angry liberals. This right here is what privilege looks like. They lecture us about privilege. That's privilege. You can vandalize, violate, arsonate, do whatever you want. And when you put this together with Nick Sorter, who's a reporter from X, he's on the street at the time, and I'm watching this over the weekend. They call down the cops. They call down the sheriff's deputies. They're not allowed to respond. Nick Sorter's driving around, not a cop in sight. They're taking over the streets. They're taking over the neighborhoods. They're destroying things as they go. And what are they doing? They've got even Antifa folks out there dressed in bright orange and bright yellow outfits directing traffic. Antifa becomes the law. And there is no other law.
Pretty much sounds like Afghanistan, doesn't it?
It does. I've been likening this to Fallujah. That's what he's... Okay, so this is why Trump's got to go down. It's why he's got to put this down. He has to protect federal property. And he's got to protect ICE. They can end up in the middle of a Democrat, Chinese Communist Party-sponsored lynch mob with the cops called off and people hanging from trees. I'm not kidding. And that's not me exaggerating. Where did I get that idea? From this, as we went into the weekend, a mob of thousands in New York screaming for the lynching, for the hanging of Kristi Noem and the murder of ICE agents. That's the left, Lee. Now, can you imagine that? Whipped out of control with the cops held back.
And if they're holding back cops, now what's next? You're going to start, stopping ambulances from making calls or fire department officials from being able to put out fires in an area that you don't happen to like?
Yes. No, we've seen Jacob Pryde do it before. Remember during the Summer of Love, he told the police to leave and surrender a police precinct, and they did. The protesters took it over and destroyed it. Now, where does it? This is the same reason Trump had to swamp LA with National Guard. Why? Same thing. The violent protesters surround the ICE building there. They surround the ICE building there. The mayor Bass, goes personally. We know this from UK Daily Mail. Got the story. Goes personally to the dispatch center to make sure no police officers are dispatched in response to ICE's calls because the violent protesters who are smashing windows, throwing rocks, doing stuff they do, they throw Molotov cocktails to try to set the building on fire while blocking you in. It's the stuff they do. they're out there, they're on the city sidewalks and the city streets. So that's the police have to respond, right? The ICE agents are terrified. They're calling to call off the liberal loons. And you've got Mayor Karen Bass standing personally at the dispatch center to make sure nobody is dispatched to help them. That is practically premeditated mass murder. They just haven't managed to push the crowd far enough yet that they get blood on their hands. But they're working on it. And that's why Trump has to send in reinforcements, because the police do not and will not respond. And that is, by the way, what we are now seeing over the weekend led to the situation with Rachel Good. Got her killed, which I think was the plan. Not her personally, but somebody. Because you see the video, she's in it, right? She is all morning long harassing ICE agents who, by the way, are peacefully ignoring her. She's in the street. She's blocking the street. She's blocking the street with her car again and again and again. She's crazed, looned out of her mind on liberal talking points. You can tell this is a person who is completely bought into the lies of CNN to the point where she cannot distinguish reality from what they tell her is going on. She's angry. She's honking on her horn again and again. That's a tactic they teach them so that it interrupts the ICE raid. It alerts the illegal so he can run. And she's blocking the road. She keeps moving a little bit up the road and blocking it, moving a little bit up the road and blocking it. She even thinks she's entitled to block regular motorists who can't get around her. There's so many violations of law there. But what doesn't happen? Two things. ICE doesn't respond. They ignore this lunatic, right? Obviously showing they're not the bloodthirsty savages that CNN and others tried to make them out to be. They're just ignoring this lunatic woman. But again, you've got other people. They can't get to work. What doesn't happen? The police don't come. She's on public Minneapolis streets. That is the jurisdiction of the police. When ICE call, they should come. No police response. And that, Lee, we're seeing the whole picture now. That is how these liberal lunatics who are funded by the Communist Party of China and Democrat voters, we'll get to that in a minute, begin to believe they are above the law, because they are in Minneapolis. That's why she would think, I can block an ICE agent. I can ignore his commands to get out of the car.
Out of the car. Get out of the car.
She ignored it. Why? Because what she's used to is police don't respond. I can do whatever the hell I want. And it escalated into her running the guy over. That's how we get here. That's their playbook. And they're doing it. And that's why Trump has to send these people in, because if the police won't respond to protect ICE from being slaughtered by these liberal lunatics, Trump's got to back them up. I never thought we'd see a thing like this in America. This is crazy.
Yeah. And maybe a larger show of force will deter other folks from trying to make the same bad decision that this lady did.
Ultimately, Lee, I think him sending these people in, despite what the leaders of Minneapolis are saying, is going to save liberal lives.
Yeah. Because I don't want this to happen again. Obviously, none of us want this to happen again. I mean, I forgot who it was that said it, somebody with, it may have been J.D. Vance, you know, this woman was responsible for her own death.
I mean,
that's her actions led to this. And, that's his view. And I share that view. And after watching the video, I still share that view. But obviously, you've got those on the left that are going to use this as a narrative and call the actions of that ICE officer murder, which it is not. That's what they're going to call it, but it's not.
Her actions did lead to her own death, but she had silent accomplices.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have these liberal leaders on the ground there in Minneapolis telling them that this is justified. It's actually the police breaking the law. You can do this. It's okay. Put your body on the line. Stuff like that. For instance, this didn't get a lot of attention nationally until after the Rachel Good shooting. But this is Minneapolis Lieutenant Governor, second in charge, Peggy Flanagan. Listen to what she's telling people just weeks ago to do.
Our neighbors are being disappeared. P.S. without due process, it is just called kidnapping. Then show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
So when your leaders, Lieutenant Governor, is saying things like that, Lee, when Jacob Fry is saying, listen, an ICE agent could get killed because we have to defend our neighbors, what he means is go out and defend your neighbors by attacking an ICE agent. And then guess what?
Out, it's not going to end well.
No, it's not. And the way the Democrats push this is they hold the police back. And the liberal activists who are part of all of this get the idea of there's never going to be any, there's never going to be any, what am I looking for? What's the word I'm looking for? Never going to be any.
Retribution?
Yeah, retribution. No, gosh, you know when kids get in trouble? Oh, yeah. consequences. There's never going to be any consequences for this. I can hit the cop. I can run him over. Right. I can. He tells me I got to get out, but I don't have to. This is a woman who's been breaking the law all morning. She's been blocking her neighbors. She's been blocking the street. She's been blocking ICE. She's been violating traffic law. Cops don't come because she has ultimate privilege in Minneapolis. And they wound her up and sent her to her death. They really did. And you could tell by her just dancing maniacally as she's honking the horn. She's bought into this worldview that she's been fed by the left. She thinks it's real. And she feels entitled to do this because she is. When the police do not respond in Minneapolis and Antifa directs the traffic and there's not a cop to be seen for miles as they're setting fires, smashing things and vandalizing homes and businesses, they are the law on the street. The left is. They get that impression. And then when an ICE agent has to respond back to defend his life, shock ensues.
And they think they've got a new martyr.
Yes. But that's the backstory. She's not a martyr at all. They used her like they use everyone else. Right. Transgender people, right. Like everybody else, they use them too to get what they want, which is total power. But look, here's the good news, and this is the best news of the weekend, and I'm kind of in awe of this after watching The Summer of Love. If you look at that Signal poll, Lee, 80% of Americans disagree with the idea that you could break laws. I mean, sorry, 80% of Republicans disagree with the idea that you can break laws or be violent to stop ICE. Mm-hmm. 72% of moderates agree. And get this, 57% of Democrats agree.
Okay.
They can't get these people in the streets. The only demographic that does not agree, 18 to 44-year-old self-described liberal women. 61% of them say, yes, I can use violence. Yes, and that's who is in the streets. But they can't seem to get anyone to join them. I'll explain coming up. Donald Trump saying Iran has come awfully close to his red line. He's weighing his options. He's telling Cuba, better come to the table. Let's discuss a deal for the end of the communist regime in Cuba. You know what's going to happen here, folks? You're going to see how easy it would have been for the Uniparty and the Democrats all those years to take out the Cuban and the Iranian regime. And I'm here to tell you there is one and only one reason that the mullahs are still terrorizing women and executing them for showing their hair in Iran. And that is because the Democrats have kept them in power. I'm going to go back down memory lane. When I say this, some people are like, hey, Democrats in Iran are not in allied. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. This is from just, 2024.
And the Treasury Department is also slapping new sanctions targeting 10 Hamas leaders and 1,000 Iranian entities connected to terror groups. But Senator Ted Cruz says the U.S. needs to cut off the money completely. Watch.
We need to cut off the money to Iran. The Biden administration has flowed nearly $100 billion to Iran. Joe Biden and his administration is, in a very real sense, funding this attack.
Yes. $100 billion. Why was the money frozen? Because Trump had Iran on the ropes before Democrats saved the mullahs by unfreezing the $100 billion dollars to keep the mullahs in power. This is why you're seeing the largest street protests since 1979 in Iran, because the Iranian intelligence, the cops, the terror orgs inside Iran that terrorize these people, the Democrat funding has dried up. So what happened was Trump put the toughest sanctions ever on Iran in his last term, and the money was frozen from the illegal sale of oil under the sanctions. It was over $100 billion. Trump, I was telling you at the time, if Trump had just had maybe another year, he would have brought down the Iranian regime. The Iranians know it, too. That's why they tried so hard to kill him when he was running against Her Highness and Joe Biden. They didn't try to kill the Democrats. Notice this. The mullahs only ever put a death sentence on Trump. Three times they sentenced Trump to death. They sent two assassins to do it who are currently sitting in federal prison. And a third one who is a Pakistani, but as far as we know, there's very little public information available. We have him in custody too. We picked him up fleeing the country the weekend of Butler. Remember? Yeah. After the FBI under Joe Biden very weirdly met him at the airport when he flew into the country, knew he was here, interviewed him at the airport, let him go, let him overstay his visa, only picked him up on a plane trying to flee the country the weekend of Butler. You know what I would love to see? We know from cracking Thomas Crook's phone that he was in contact with foreign elements overseas. Which ones? I bet they were Iranian. I know it, my bones. That's why they won't release it. Why else wouldn't they release it? They cracked his cell phone in half an hour. But I don't want to get too much into speculation. Here's what we got. We got the first two assassins sitting in federal prison. One tried to kill Pompeo and Bolton. The other one came to kill Trump, actually recruited a cartel hitman to do it. We tried the first one. We're in the process of trying the second one in court. Understand something, okay? Republicans cannot run for president in the future as long as the mullahs live. They need to die, or they need to be so neutralized that they can't ever assassinate us again. Or, folks, we're at the point now that these Republican candidates running for president, if any of them are viable, they're going to have to run from a bunker so the Iranian mullahs don't kill them, with the Democrats quietly cheering them on. Let's not kid ourselves. And don't tell me they're not cheering. One of the most galling, horrific things I've ever seen in my life, I will never forget it, weeks after we caught the third Iranian assassin on that plane, Joe Biden rolled out the red carpet for the president of Iran. We just had another fatwa put on Trump's head by the Ayatollah. We need to kill them. They need to die. They do. So that Republicans can run for office for president again without fearing assassination on their own soil by Iran. This is where we are. Democrats knew all of this when they freed up the $100 billion that Ted Cruz just told you about. Here he is explaining it to Bill Maher.
You were talking about Iran and Hamas, and I said at the end of our interview that I thought Biden had direct responsibility for this attack. And you said why. Let me give you one reason why. Joe Biden is responsible for $100 billion going to the Ayatollah. He made a decision to do that. And okay. Iran funds Hamas. The Wall Street Journal reported in September they brought Hamas terrorists to Iran and trained them in Iran to carry out the attack. Right. And I start from a really simple principle. Don't give money to terrorists who want to kill us. And that, unfortunately, the Democrat Party's on the other side of it.
Yes, they are. This is not just we disagree with Iran's situation. This is a life or death situation for future Republican candidates. And after getting a look at the weapon that Trump used on Maduro, something the human race has never seen before, the Iranian mullahs, see, they figured they could run to Russia and be safe. Now they're realizing they can't. They aren't safe anywhere from Trump. And they want to make a deal. Yeah, well, they can make a deal, but the deal has to mean they're gone or so defanged they can't ever hurt anyone again. Folks, we got to get them out of power before 2028 in case a Democrat wins, or we'll be right back to dodging Iranian assassins' bullets as we try to run for office. It's not going to work. They have got to be decimated. But folks, I think we're on the cusp here of watching Cuba fall, Iran fall, and now we know why Venezuela is so compliant after they got a look at Trump's weapon. Terrorize them. 20 men. No casualties, were able to go in there and kill hundreds, defeating over 300 men and take Maduro. They said using a weapon no one's ever seen before. And now all of a sudden everybody wants to talk. Is this the weapon Trump was talking about in that Bob Woodward interview?
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
Well, they know about it now. What a difference control of X makes, folks. The fact that the FBI has been kicked out. Remember the Summer of Love? The frustration of watching $2 billion, with a B, in damage. That's the final total from the insurance industry. As Democrat sheeple joined paid Democrat activists, including Black Lives Matter, which had gotten $20 million from no less than Maduro himself. Going back to 2015. Before anybody knew their name. And the Democrats were able to whip their sheeple into a frenzy. Why? Well, we now know why. The FBI was inside of X, deleting accounts, over 10,000 of them. Anyone who tried to tell the truth. And I went damn near nuts trying to explain. No, George Floyd is a victim. Yes, but not of that cop. He's a victim of Democrat open border policies. That's why he died of a fentanyl overdose. Tragically, classic fentanyl overdose, complicated by the presence of meth in his system as well. What did that officer do? Exactly as he was trained to do in the training manual. And you can see the picture of how you are supposed to restrain a person who is overdosing. That neck hold, what we were told was a neck hold, was exactly what he was trained to do. But good luck posting that to X or Facebook. It wouldn't move. You'd get violations. Why? Well, we now know the deep state, i.e. the FBI, and that's why I call him the FBI, was embedded inside this social media, censoring the truth. A man went to prison, $2 billion worth of damage based on a lie. Yes, George Floyd was a victim, but a victim of Democrat open border policies, of fentanyl. That officer was truly a victim. Well, they're trying to do it again, but it's not working. Why? X. Everybody now can see for themselves the video of Rachel Good being shot, but also of what happened minutes before and what she was doing in the hours before. So here's the evolution of the lie. And look, folks, before Adam Schiff, his lies, his version of what happened here would have been the one that that carried the day. Here's Democrat Adam Schiff lying on CNN about the shooting.
This 37-year-old woman drops her kid off at school, not involved in protest activity or anything, seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's what we would have been told, and it would have worked. It would have worked. But now we have X. By the way, a prominent Democrat activist over the weekend calling for Elon Musk to go to prison if Democrats win again. Why? Because his algorithms are mean. So that was a story about Renee Good, right? Well, as the video began to come out, their lies were disproven. And they had to shift tactics. So here we go. You just heard from Adam Schiff. She was not even an activist. She wasn't doing anything. She just, here she is honking her horn. She was at this for hours before she was shot, with ICE peacefully ignoring her as she broke the law on camera again and again and again, blocking the road. And by the way, not just blocking ICE agents and interrupting their operation, which in itself is illegal, but also blocking innocent motorists who had nothing to do with any of this, just wanted to use the roads. Here she is maniacally honking her horn, trying to alert the illegals that ICE is running the operation on. And she's dancing dancing like a lunatic. She's dancing to the horn. She has bought the liberal line, hook, line, and sinker. Here's Representative Dan Goldman lying over the weekend.
It was very clear that she was following the orders of the ICE agent to leave.
Yeah, then the video came out. Here's the orders. He did not order her to leave, and she accidentally ran him over.
Out of the car. Get out of the car.
Get out of the car, he's saying. Get out of the car. He did not order her to leave, and she accidentally hit him. So you know what you're seeing here? And this is why I'm playing this for you. The evolution of the lie. Oh, she, no, she just dropped her son off and she just, you know, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, no, she was not an activist. Okay, maybe she was an activist, but she was ordered to leave and then they just shot her. Oh, well, okay, she was ordered to get out of the car. Yeah, I guess that's not true either. Culminating, folks, in Democrats finally having to admit over the weekend, yeah, okay, she was disregarding orders and she did hit him with the car. Coming up. As Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem pointed out again last night, this is the game Democrats play, and it's a deadly game. It's a deadly game for ICE agents. It's a deadly game for liberal supporters who don't get real news. Right now, 640 illegal immigrant criminals are in the jails. 640 who have ICE deportation orders and holds. What does that mean? Well, it's a sanctuary city, right? So ICE has put a hold on this person. This is an illegal immigrant in the jail, and as they bond out or they're convicted or they come out of prison for serving their sentences, ICE is simply asking the Democrat lunatic leaders of Minnesota, of Minneapolis, turn them over to us. We won't have to be in the streets. We won't have to go door to door. We won't have to encounter your lunatic supporters. Just turn them over. We've got deportation holds on them. They refuse. They also refuse to tell ICE when they're leaving the jail in order to protect these criminals. And that is why we end up in this situation again and again and again, where ICE has to manually go out in the community and round them up. I'm going to get to that part in just a second. But folks, this is the absurdity we got to. By the end of the weekend, because the FBI is not censoring for Democrats anymore inside Facebook and Instagram and X, they were not able to stop the dissemination. I'm not talking about Kash Patel. Obviously, it wasn't his FBI. It was Biden's. Of that video. That would have been stopped in its tracks under Biden. And so by the end of the weekend, even CNN was forced to admit, yeah, that was a legitimate shooting. This was actually broadcast on CNN. Steve Moore is their law enforcement correspondent.
What goes through your mind when you see this video? How does this change this whole story for you?
Up until this point, I wasn't absolutely ready to come out and say that this, in my opinion, was probably a good shoot or not a good shoot. This one leads me to believe that this was likely a legally justified shooting.
Legally justified.
Right, right. Legally justified means that a reasonable law enforcement officer, not a reasonable person on the street, but a trained law enforcement officer, believed that they were in imminent danger of losing their life or suffering grievous.
We're done here. Which left lunatic Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey with, well, we should be able to hit them. It's just as long as we don't hit them really hard with our cars. It should be okay, right?
Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. I've seen worse injuries from doing that. And so give me a break. No, he was not ran over. He walked out of there with a hop in his step.
So now they're forced to admit, okay, she did hit him, but it wasn't that hard. So we've got, folks, the mayor of Minneapolis telling people it's okay to assault cops with your car as long as you don't cause life-threatening injuries. That's where we are today. I can't imagine where we'll be by tomorrow at this rate.